Satisfaction by Heath and Carolyn, read by Dodie Ficus. Yes, all right, they were both drunk. Everyone was drunk. It was that kind of party. That wasn't the point. The point was that, look, it started with, he wanted a beer, because there was real beer, Canadian beer. So he waved his arms and called out to his good pal Ronan, who had strategically placed himself by the cooler. Good man, Ronan, fine strategic mind, and made what was clearly the universal series of gestures for toss me a can of beer, eh? And then Ronan winged it at him, overhand for God's sake. And because Rodney wasn't drunk yet, he realised that he was in imminent danger of having his nose broken by a can of Molson's. So of course, he did the only reasonable thing. He screamed and ducked. The can hit the corner of a shelf behind him, and punctured, spinning wildly and spewing foam everywhere, so that Rodney ended up with the nose in one piece, but dripping beer and being yelled at by several of his colleagues simultaneously. The point was that Rodney hated parties and hardly ever went, and only had one fashionable shirt, which was blue, not purple. Shepherd was the only person in the galaxy who thought it was purple, and had wide cuffs and gold buttons, and was now quite possibly ruined. And he was scowling down at the stains and wringing out his cuffs, and didn't see Ronan approaching until it was too late. And he was being seized up under Ronan's giant arm and squeezed into acquiescence. Ronan put a new can of beer into his hand and grinned down at him, and his thumb touched the inside of Rodney's wrist, and that was how Rodney started sleeping with his good pal Ronan. Well, not at that exact moment, of course, but he distinctly remembered glaring up at Ronan, pissed about his shirt and his nearly broken nose, and his utter public humiliation, and it was just... he was just there. His eyes scrunched shut as he smiled, his fingers hot alongside the cold aluminium against Rodney's skin. And he smelled kind of herbal and smoky and toothy, which wasn't a way that someone could smell, unless that person was Ronan Dex. Then he remembered looking down and popping open the beer, and that was how he started drinking, and clearly the drinking had a lot to do with the ensuing sex. Although not, Rodney was aware, everything to do with the sex, or he wouldn't have started thinking about it when Ronan's thumb grazed the veins in his wrist. In point of fact, the chain of causality might have been flowing in the other direction. He probably would have quit drinking and gone home inside of an hour, like he usually did, when Raddick bullied him into showing up at one of the civilian parties. Except that Ronan, who was only sort of a civilian, but was very well liked by certain influential segments of Atlantis's population, primarily the medical staff and the females, and people with eyeballs, kept bringing him fresh drinks. So of course, Rodney kept drinking them, just to steady his nerves, which seemed to go into overdrive every time Ronan clapped his shoulder supportively. After a drink or two, Ronan wasn't so much clapping his shoulder as he was laying his hand against Rodney's arm, leaving it there for a moment or two, then drawing away slowly. A couple of drinks after that, he was touching the back of Rodney's neck, just holding his hand there in a gesture that reminded Rodney ever so slightly of a mother cat lifting and depositing her kittens with her teeth. And that just made Rodney homesick, even though every cat he'd ever owned had been spayed. So that didn't make much sense. Ronan had nice hands, and he smelled very masculine, and sort of toothy, and sort of like rum. People started to leave the party, which just meant more alcohol for Rodney, and the music got louder, and Rodney got a lot wittier, at least if Ronan was any judge. He stopped rolling his eyes at Rodney's jokes, or raising his eyebrows and smirking in that, "It's none of my business what bizarre yet hilarious thing comes out of your head," look of his, and started just throwing his head back and laughing, deep and yet strangely light as well, effervescent, like beer, good beer. Rodney wanted to touch his mouth, which looked smooth and happy. It was just starting to occur to Rodney that they might be just a tad drunk, when Ronan came up behind him and handed him a glass of that classic late-night mixed drink, whatever we have some of left, with one hand, and looped his other arm around Rodney's neck, holding Rodney against his shoulder, mantling himself over Rodney protectively. And Rodney downed his last drink in two long gulps and said, "This isn't a joke, right? I mean, you're not doing some kind of funny guy bonding, kidding around thing, are you?" "Some kind, huh?" Ronan said. Rodney couldn't quite stop himself from leaning back a little more, letting Ronan take some of his less than completely steady weight. Ronan's free hand brushed over the backs of Rodney's fingers, curled around his empty glass. Rodney closed his eyes and said, "If I invite you home, there won't be a punchline, will there?" Ronan leaned down, his dread spilling over Rodney's shoulder and his chest, and murmured in his ear, "If you invite me home, there'll be whatever you want there to be." "You are so drunk right now," Rodney said breathlessly. He could feel the curve of Ronan's smile against his ear. "Is that a problem for you?" "Actually, no," Rodney said. Ronan was the kind of person who helped clean up after the party was over. Rodney wasn't totally sure whose room they were using, if anyone did actually live here, but he was sure that if they did, they appreciated the gesture. Rodney didn't really appreciate it at all, and not only because it gave Shepherd, who wasn't in any way a civilian, and yet got invited to everything all the time, a chance to back him into a corner and provide the unlikely voice of reason by saying, "McKay, what the hell do you think you're doing?" Rodney glanced around, but no help seemed to be forthcoming. Ronan was still picking up after less scrupulous citizens, and Taylor was hovering over John's shoulder, but making no move to intervene. Rodney opened his mouth a few times, and finally came up with, "I don't know what you're talking about." "Do not fuck with me," John said, and Rodney hadn't actually known that it was possible to yell in such a quiet voice, but clearly it was. "If you screw us up, so help me, Rodney." For one terrible moment, Rodney thought that "us" meant John and Ronan. But then he caught up with himself and smiled indulgently, because obviously for Shepherd, there always had been and probably would only ever be one "us." "No, no, no," Rodney assured him. "This is fine. It isn't what you're thinking. Nothing's going to change." In spite of himself, Rodney suspected, John's expression softened a little. He glanced over his shoulder toward Ronan, then looked back to Rodney. You have to be careful, okay? Look, I know this sounds retarded, but he's kind of fragile. If you just want to get loaded and hook up, just pick someone else, okay?" "No, I don't," Rodney said. Although, well, he sort of did, except for the "just" part. He's my friend. We like each other." He thought about that for a second, and it sounded right. "We like each other," he said. John gave him a supremely skeptical look, and Rodney said, "What? Just because we don't have that much in common at first glance doesn't mean we... Appearances can be deceiving, you know. It's like Mr. Fantastic and the Thing. You wouldn't necessarily know, but they're really very close. They have years of history. They went to college together." "Okay, I know, but wait a minute. I thought I was Mr. Fantastic." No. What? Are you crazy? Reed Richards is a genius. He's an inventor. He's a master of alien technology. He's a fucking physicist. No way in hell are you Mr. Fantastic." "Yeah, but I'm the leader, John said, looking a little wounded. Rodney relented and patted his shoulder, which changed John's expression from wounded to, don't touch my shoulder. The human torch can fly, Rodney said consolingly. Did not the thing begin his career as an Air Force test pilot? Taylor said. They both looked at her blankly. I have researched your Fantastic Four, she said coolly, crossing her arms. I see no reason I cannot be Mr. Fantastic too. Oh, come on, John said, throwing his hands up. We can't all be Mr. Fantastic. The cavalry arrived at that point, in the form of Ronan wrapping his hand in the shoulder of Rodney's one stylish shirt and yanking him out of the corner right past John. Are you done yet? He said, switching effortlessly between a warning gaze at John and a gentler, more promising gaze at Rodney. I'm ready to go. Gotta go, Rodney said, happy to ignore Shepard's dour expression as Ronan pulled him away. Shepard could be so negative sometimes. What did he tell you? Ronan asked once they were out in the hall. He was still holding Rodney's arm, just above the elbow. He said he was Mr. Fantastic. Can you... Oh, before that. He said we shouldn't... He said you were fragile. Why did he say that? Because he's an asshole, Ronan growled. No, he's not, Rodney said, because he was feeling deeply suffused with love for his fellow man, which was somehow connected to the way Ronan was placing his hands on Rodney's chest and shoving him backwards into the transporter. As the doors closed, he put his arm around Ronan's neck and said, He's your friend. He just needs to loosen up a little. Rodney kissed Ronan's throat to illustrate his point, which was... What again? Didn't matter. The point was, Rodney might have been very, very drunk, but a lot of people at the party had been very drunk, and none of them except Rodney were taking Ronan Dex home. They were just sober enough not to make out in the hallway, but they stepped out of the transporter somewhat entangled, and the 10 yards to Rodney's door were difficult but not impossible to navigate in that condition. The impossible part was navigating it with grace and dignity, but really, fuck dignity, which had never been Rodney's most faithful boon companion in the past anyhow. They were stumbling, tripping over each other and rubbing against each other, all deafening heartbeats and smothered groans. And then somewhere around yard 8, Ronan started to laugh. Snorting, undignified, gleeful laughter, sexy and ridiculous, and satisfying in ways that Rodney couldn't begin to describe. He only knew that he'd known Ronan for almost 2 years, and nobody made him that happy, that Rodney had ever seen. Nobody until now, until him. Rodney was laughing too by the time they made it through the door. He couldn't help himself. And he couldn't stop, not even when he took Ronan's face between his hands and tried to give him a hot, sexy kiss that just wouldn't work quite right. Not with both of them grinning and laughing and unwilling to break eye contact entirely. They managed something like a kiss, sloppy and shapeless and noisy, and better, better than any kiss Rodney had had in since just the best thing ever. He slid his hands up, his fingers grazing Ronan's temples and brushing his hairline. And Ronan put his hands on Rodney's waist and his thigh between Rodney's legs. And they went down to the floor like a skyscraper in an earthquake. And now they were kissing. This definitely qualified. Floor's good, Rodney gasped as Ronan pulled his one fashionable shirt off him with one hand. The other hand splayed firmly across his ass. But Ronan stood up, which Rodney would have protested if he hadn't been distracted by the sight of what might have been the best strip show he'd ever seen, except that it was happening at lightning speed, so that Ronan was fully naked before Rodney's jaw had even finished falling all the way open. Ronan sat down on his bed and said, "Are you going to take your clothes off or what?" And Rodney banged his elbow and his head on the floor, rolling over and getting up to obey. He was starting to feel a little disoriented when he got his clothes off and pushed Ronan down onto the mattress with his legs around Ronan's waist. Dizzy or something, dreamlike and light-headed. And he wasn't really sure what they were doing, if they had talked about what they were going to do, if they should talk about it. He was just rubbing himself up and down Ronan's body, kissing him sloppily and biting his lip, whimpering non-verbally every time Ronan's hand skimmed over his spine or backwards across his scalp, rucking his hair forward. He finally pried himself back just far enough to rub one of Ronan's nipples and say, "How's this? Everything good?" in a cracked, uneven voice. Ronan smiled broadly with his eyes closed and wrapped his hand around Rodney's cock. "How's this?" he said, while Rodney's cock throbbed in his tight grip and started to leak shamelessly. "Oh, Jesus Christ," Rodney said, as Ronan began to jack him with strong, carefully measured movements that made Rodney's skin tingle and his back arch. His knees slipped on the sheets while he struggled to get them reliably underneath him so he could thrust back, fucking Ronan's calloused hand while his own hands twisted the sheets and his head fell forward and his mouth fell open, and he moaned desperately. "Oh, fuck," Ronan whispered, his other hand stroking roughly over Rodney's shoulder. "Oh, you look... fuck, come on, Rodney." Rodney had never really had the urge to watch his own dick while he came before, but then he'd never come all over Ronan's chest and stomach before. Ronan's hand looking strangely pale as it worked his red-purple cock. Ronnie wanted to say something. How amazing. How it looked. How it felt. How it was... Ronan. Oh, God. He... they... But it was too much. Too strange. So he just made a short noise and collapsed forward into another of those unsteady, smiling kisses, his fingers shaking just a little as he stroked Ronan's face, and then passed out from manly ecstasy, or possibly from tequila. He woke up in the middle of the night, mostly woke up, enough to raise his head and notice the crucial details, like nausea and stickiness, and Ronan's arms around him, and holy fuck, we were so drunk. Ronan didn't stir. Not even when Rodney extricated himself and went into the bathroom to drink two cups of water and bring a washcloth out to wipe them both up. He drank some more water and put on his underwear and, after some pointless hesitation, went to bed just the way he woke up, tucked under Ronan's arm, his hand on Ronan's chest. Only as he was drifting off again did it occur to Rodney that Ronan hadn't gotten to come last night. In fact, on further reflection, he wasn't sure that Ronan had even gotten hard. Given how much alcohol they'd both ingested, that was actually less surprising than the fact that Rodney had, and Rodney didn't give it any more thought, except to tell himself that he'd make up for it if Ronan was still there in the morning. The next time Rodney woke up, it was daylight, and Ronan was leaning over him on one elbow and touching the corner of Rodney's mouth with two light fingers. Rodney blinked his eyes open gradually and thought, in sequence, "Dear God, he's so beautiful," and "I slept with Ronan last night," and "Ow, my head," and "Did I really sleep with Ronan last night?" None of that was very meaningful or probably very interesting, so instead of saying it out loud, Rodney opened his mouth and closed it again, around Ronan's fingers. Ronan closed his eyes in something like a flinch of pleasure, and Rodney couldn't help grinning in self-satisfaction as he slid his lips all the way down Ronan's fingers and back up with a slow lick. Ronan's eyes flickered open, darker and hungrier, and he curled his fingers and then slid them back across Rodney's tongue, holding Rodney down under his leg and finger-fucking his mouth with impossible gentleness. When he was damn good and ready, Ronan pulled his fingers out from between Rodney's lips and used them to carefully hold his jaw. "Good morning," Rodney managed to croak, before Ronan blocked his mouth again, this time with a slow, slow, luscious kiss. When he pulled away again, Rodney said, "So, are we not having the 'we were so drunk, let us never speak of this again' conversation?" Ronan actually looked a little startled. "The what? You don't want... because we were drunk?" "No," Rodney said hastily. "No, no, no. That was theoretical. That was a stupid thing to say. I want to... I mean, hello. Good morning." He put his arms around Ronan's neck and lifted his head to nibble lightly at the side of Ronan's mouth. "Thanks for staying," he murmured. He could feel Ronan smile against his lips. "Morning," he said, and shifted aside just far enough to let his hand fall on top of Rodney's morning wood. "Why'd you put your clothes back on?" "Oh, because I'm an idiot?" Rodney suggested faintly, lifting his hips into the too light touch. And then the full implications of the last 2 minutes sank in on him, and he said, "Oh my God, we're going to keep having sex, aren't we? I'm having sex with you right now." Ronan smirked and slid his hand under the elastic of Rodney's boxes. "Uh-huh," he said. "Sure looks like it." Ronan placed a sweet, soft kiss in the hollow of Rodney's throat while he rolled down the waistband of his boxes, freeing Rodney's cock to lie against his belly, pleasantly aching with anticipation. Habit made Rodney reach down for it, but Ronan nudged his arm away and kissed his chest, and then, oh God, yes, he really was. He was kissing between Rodney's ribs, sliding himself down on the bed, headed, oh God, right there. He licked under the head of Rodney's cock, and Rodney bit his lip hard and stuck his hands under his back so he didn't grab Ronan's unbelievably tempting to grab hair. Ronan lifted his head and said, "I haven't done this all that much, so you might want to tell me if..." "Oh," Rodney said, in what he hoped was a tone of friendly encouragement. As far as Rodney could tell, Ronan didn't have anything essential left to learn about the art of blowjobs. But then, it had been long enough for Rodney that any dick sucking at all was pretty much a thing of beauty and a joy forever. So he didn't feel like he was being particularly dishonest when he drew his knees up and rubbed his ankle along Ronan's muscular arm and said, "Oh God, so good. Oh, you're the best." By a number of very meaningful rubrics, Ronan was in fact the best. Rodney was hardly going to celebrate breaking a 3-year dry spell by raiding his very first volunteer against some ridiculous porn fantasy standard. So Ronan didn't deep throat, and he could suck or lick, but he couldn't seem to quite coordinate to do both at once. He was here, and he really seemed to very much want Rodney's cock in his mouth, and so he was basically a legendary sex god as far as Rodney was concerned. Rodney let his head sink further back into the pillow and said, "You're the best," again, throaty and blissed out, and 100% sincere. He pulled himself together enough to warn Ronan when he was about to come. Ronan hesitated, his mouth still around Rodney's cock, but not adding any particular simulation at that exact moment. And his hand moved on Rodney's thigh with no purpose, an aimless, nervous gesture. Carefully, Rodney extricated his hand and touched Ronan's hair, pulling a stray dread away from his cheek with faintly shaky fingers. "You don't have to," he said hoarsely. "I can... your hand again." And he meant it completely, but it was still an undeniable relief to see Ronan's face harden into that, usually not nearly so welcome, "I never run from a fight" glare. He sucked Rodney's cock back into his mouth, and used his other hand to rub, indiscriminate and gloriously rough, between Rodney's legs, over his balls and behind them. And Rodney came so hard, it was a lot like he hadn't just come, pretty much exactly that hard, 6 hours ago. This couldn't be healthy at his age. But then, Rodney didn't lead a very healthy lifestyle, and this morning he cared a lot less than usual about his health. This might kill him, but, as the saying went, what a way to go. Reluctantly, Rodney pried his eyes open and found himself instantly robbed of his next words, his next breath even. The sight of Ronan, sleek and beaded lightly with sweat, lying on his stomach and his elbows, leaning up against Rodney's thigh and smiling at him. Well, fuck, what did a person say to that? Just, what were you supposed to say? Thank you, Rodney's endlessly inventive brain murmured to him. You're the most beautiful human being I've ever seen. Thank you, thank you, thank you. I'd do anything you asked me to do. It wasn't just sex. Please stay. Ronan pushed up on top of him and gave him a short, chaste kiss. Rodney groaned and tried to grab at him as he pulled back. But Ronan just grinned easily and said, "Brush my teeth first, okay?" "Okay," Rodney said faintly, as Ronan heaved himself out of Rodney's bed. The soft weight of Ronan's cock dragged across Rodney's thigh as he slid off and away. And for a few seconds, the whole scope of Rodney's intellect narrowed to the sight of Ronan walking towards the bathroom, lean and naked, and with just a hint of swagger to spice up his usual smooth prowl. Belatedly, just as Ronan reached the doorway, Rodney shook off his daze and said, "Wait, Ronan, don't you... I could take care of..." Ronan glanced back over his shoulder with a fond little smile and said, "It's okay, I'm good," then shut himself in the bathroom. Rodney sank bonelessly back to the mattress and frowned up at the ceiling, trying to remember if Ronan had been hard at any point this morning either. Ronan showed up on his doorstep that night, fresh showered and barefoot, stone-faced except for his dancing eyes. Rodney said, because he'd had almost 18 hours to convince himself that the whole sleeping with Ronan thing had been an alcoholic hallucination. Somehow, the "let us never speak of this again" conversation that they hadn't had continued to feel more convincing than the reality. "You should ask me to come in," Ronan said, not very seductively. It kind of sounded like a threat, but Rodney let him in anyway, just in case. As soon as they were alone together, Ronan put his hands on Rodney's face and yanked him closer to kiss him. And Rodney externalized his rather complicated feelings by trying to kiss Ronan back and fend him off simultaneously. A gambit that ended with Ronan's arms securely around him and his own hands wedged between their bodies, pressed to Ronan's shoulders. He made a needy little noise when Ronan broke the kiss, looking down at him with a puzzled tilt to his head. "Something wrong?" he said. "Not as such, I suppose," Rodney said, letting his fingers slide up and curl more comfortably around Ronan's shoulders. However rudimentary Ronan's command of blowjobs may have been, he was clearly at postgraduate level when it came to kissing. Or at least, he seemed to like exactly what Rodney liked. Slow and deep, hard and slow. His hand stroked down Rodney's back and up his sides, rucking up his shirt, calloused fingers running just lightly enough over Rodney's midsection to trigger his ticklish reflexes. Rodney tried to swat his hands away, or at least push them higher or lower. Ronan just smiled against his lips and stroked under his ribs again, letting the fingers of his other hand work down the back of Rodney's pants. "Quit that," Rodney ordered, clamping his hand down over Ronan's. "You're not allowed to do that." Ronan said. "Got the feeling last night that I was allowed to touch pretty much anything I wanted." That's a more than slightly premature assumption. We still have quite a few uncharted frontiers of intimacy that I'd rather you didn't just go bashing your way through. And let's put tickling at the very top of that list, particularly when you don't have the proper respect. I respect you. It sounded kind of dirty when Ronan said it. Rodney swallowed and instructed himself to focus. Well, for my intellect, obviously. But I meant respect for... Look, I'm not fat, all right? Ronan cocked his head and gave him a vaguely exasperated look. You're not... What? Can we have sex or what? I heard you, you know, when you told Shepherd and Taylor I was fat. Which I'm not. I'm actually the same weight I was 3 years ago. Only more of it's muscle mass now. Which is denser and weighs more, so actually... I never said that, Ronan said. I don't know what you're talking about. Please, don't try to weasel out. It's just not admirable of you. I had the super hearing, remember? I heard you. It finally seemed to click, and Ronan looked a little relieved, even as he rolled his eyes. Oh, that. Oh, that. So don't go thinking I'm just going to let you poke and prod me. You have to earn my body. There was a little twitch around Ronan's mouth, but his voice stayed very serious when he said, You should have listened more carefully. I said you were going to get fat, not that you already were. Oh, and that makes me feel much better about the whole thing. It's not like I didn't suspect anyway, you know, all that nagging you do about what I eat and how often I practice letting it hit me with sticks like some kind of demented PE flashback. Don't for a minute think that starting a physical relationship with me gives you some kind of license to be more full of unwanted advice than you already are. I'll be in charge of my body, thank you very much. I nag you because I know what happens to veterans, Ronan said simply. And that was so wholly unexpected that Rodney closed his mouth abruptly. You're getting older. Your body's slowing down. Your metabolism's slowing down. But you feel the same as you ever did, so you don't see it. You keep doing what you've always done. You don't change how you eat and what you do. And suddenly you're weaker. You're slower. You get injured more often, and you don't come back from it as fast when you do. But you're still a warrior inside, in your memory. So you just keep ignoring it and going on. Right up until you get hurt too bad to ignore. Or until you just aren't fast enough anymore. Then you die. Look, even I'm not 20 anymore, and you know how I eat. I can eat you under the table, and I'm not hypoglycemic. What do you think I run 10 miles a day for? For the fucking fun of it? Yes, Rodney said hesitantly. Doesn't Shepherd say he... Ronan looked slightly incredulous. Are you joking? Shepherd is... He gave up and shrugged. Maybe he does do it for fun. I do it so I don't get fat and tear up my back and my knees and clog up my arteries and die. Or let one of you down because I'm slower than I could be. Or... He gave Rodney a level look. I'm sorry what you thought you heard me say made you feel bad. But I worry about you. You don't have a lot of options in a fight, so we're counting on your ability to, when one of us says, run now, to run. Oh, Rodney said. After a moment, he added, Well, I knew you didn't say it because I was actually fat, since I'm not. No, Ronan said. You're solid and you're tough. And you run pretty damn fast. And I don't worry about you that much when we go through the ring, because I've seen you take care of yourself. I want you to be just like this, pretty much forever. You won't be, but that's what I want. Rodney kissed him briefly and said, a little short of breath, That's the hottest medical advice I've ever gotten in my life. Ronan shrugged. All this stuff was pretty much covered in the first 2 weeks of medical school. Very funny, Rodney said. Ronan gave him a puzzled look. You were never in medical school. Yes, I was. You were not. What? You went to medical school? Well, Ronan said, not for all that long. I washed out in my first year. It was really hard. Somehow, Rodney couldn't think of any response that seemed half as appropriate as stunned silence. Until Ronan rolled his eyes and said, look, unless this is really turning you on, can we talk about it later? It kind of is, actually, Rodney said, but admittedly, not as much as the way Ronan grabbed him by the arms and hauled him backwards onto the bed. On his hands and knees over Ronan and kissing him while his hands came up Rodney's sides, dragging his shirt along until it was bunched up under his arms, and Ronan's thumbs were tracing his pectorals. Rodney didn't care if Ronan was secretly a vascular surgeon or a beauty school dropout. Oh, Rodney remembered to say when he came up for air, and to let Ronan pull his shirt off him. I also don't eat my unhappiness, by the way. I don't even know what that means, Ronan said, and I stopped caring about this whole thing a while back. So would Rodney, honestly, but he still, for some reason, felt compelled to say, I don't even have unhappiness. I have stress. It's totally different, while sitting back on his heels to work at the fastenings on Ronan's pants. Okay, Ronan said, letting his fingers touch Rodney's collarbone and drift lingeringly down his chest. Rodney suspected he wasn't really listening anymore. With Ronan's cooperation, he got the leather pants loosened and off, and while he was squirming around, Ronan also managed to make his shirt vanish into thin air, so that when he laid back, he was entirely naked, and every bit as gorgeous as Rodney remembered him being last night. Even now that Rodney was sober, the sight of Ronan made his head spin. His cock rested against his thigh, looking thick and substantial enough that it really wasn't until Rodney put his hand on it that he realized it wasn't fully erect. He looked up at Ronan's face, startled, but Ronan had his eyes mostly closed in what looked for all the world like blissed out indulgence and didn't seem to notice. Rodney had never really touched another man's soft cock before. The kinds of relationships he'd had with men didn't include much intimacy that wasn't specifically geared toward immediate mutual orgasms. And the fact that his relationship with Ronan apparently did involve that kind of intimacy, he wasn't sure what to think of that, and he couldn't think of a way to ask that wasn't, first of all, very unfortunately girlfriend-like, and second of all, guaranteed to draw attention to the fact that Ronan's bedroom performance so far had certainly had its ups and downs, as it were. And that was nothing a man liked to hear, and nothing that Rodney could imagine saying to a friend, to someone he cared about. Blowjobs, Rodney decided, were the cure for this, as for so many of life's ills. He squirmed down on the bed and ran the flat of his tongue along the underside of Ronan's cock. Perhaps more timidly than he'd planned, because it just felt so fragile somehow, cupped in Rodney's hand. Ronan gave a long, soft sigh and spread his legs a little more. So Rodney tried using his mouth further back, in front of Ronan's balls, behind his balls. Everything felt warm and soft where there wasn't damp hair, and Rodney felt a sudden, fierce surge of protectiveness. He shifted the weight of Ronan's cock from his hand to his mouth and found it unnervingly easy to maneuver, until nearly the whole thing filled Rodney's mouth. And dear God, Rodney could feel it stirring, just a little, pulsing subtly with life, like something he'd certainly never expected to be holding in his mouth before this. He let it slip out and Ronan groaned. Rodney lifted himself up on his hands so he could see Ronan's face and waited until Ronan opened his eyes to assess the situation. Is this okay? Rodney said. Do you like this? Yeah, Ronan said, and he looked closer to Shire than Rodney had ever seen him look before. But he was smiling. "Yeah, it feels nice. I like it. You gonna stop?" "No," Rodney said. And this time when he went down, he knew what to expect. The size, the smell, the texture of everything as Rodney laved it with his tongue and nibbled kisses along the delicate skin. His brain was starting to associate all of it with Ronan. And that was, well, that wasn't a bad thing at all. He felt that protective surge again. But this time he felt less like he had to defend this vulnerable piece of Ronan's generally invulnerable body, and more suffused with the affectionate need to wrap everything up and hang on to it that Rodney associated, well, that he associated with the few women in his life that he'd had genuinely functional relationships with, that maybe he could have loved. That was a little daunting, Rodney figured once the endorphins receded. He'd have a nice boundary reaffirming panic attack about that. Ronan lifted Rodney's head away gently after a while, making Rodney look back up at his warm eyes. "Ready for your turn?" he asked, and Rodney didn't have the higher functions to do anything but nod. Normally, he might have been a little embarrassed by how little time it took for Ronan's hot, wide mouth around his cock to become the best thing Rodney could remember since, well, since the first thing that morning. But all things considered, it seemed unnecessary to be embarrassed in Ronan's presence. That was an unexpected side effect of the whole issue with Ronan, the erectile issue. All the potential pressure on Rodney to live up to the manly standards of a large, chiseled warrior lover was only potential. The reality was something completely different. Rodney wouldn't have said he knew quite what yet, but definitely something different. Ronan almost kissed him afterwards, but Veer decided at the last moment to kiss Rodney's cheek instead. He could probably feel the pressure of Rodney's frantic heartbeat against his palm. "I brought my own toothbrush this time," Ronan said. "Okay," Rodney said, by which he meant, "thank God." He'd managed not to say anything this morning by chanting loudly to himself that he liked Ronan. He liked sex with Ronan, and there was no way he was willing to give up the possibility of future sex with Ronan over... But it was disgusting anyway. And what the hell was wrong with anyone who didn't realise that automatically? "You have excellent teeth," he realised aloud. "Thanks," Ronan said, kissing under the hinge of Rodney's jaw. Rodney tilted his head back and said, "No, I mean, you really do. They're in very good shape, considering your history. I'd think your teeth would be hard to take care of, under the circumstances." "Kind of, yeah," Ronan admitted. "But you have to make the effort. Nothing's more distracting than a toothache, and it wasn't like there was anywhere I could go to get one pulled. Guess I could have done it myself, but I wasn't hoping to." "I can imagine," Rodney said. "I mean, I learned the basics in dental school," Ronan said. "But still..." Rodney's head jerked up off the pillow, and then he recognised the little shiver of Ronan's sweat-warm body against his as suppressed laughter, and he collapsed again. "That's not funny," he said. "You're wrong about that," Ronan said comfortably, draping himself half across Rodney and nuzzling into his neck. "Were you just messing with me about the..." "No, that part was true. It's just... I have a very complicated relationship with the medical profession," Rodney said. "I'm not a medical professional. I'm a soldier." When Rodney had spent a number of years expending every effort to keep his relationships with soldiers from being complicated. But that was another freakout for another time. "But is that what you really wanted to be?" he asked hesitantly. It wasn't any of his business, of course. "Of course, but a doctor?" "I really wanted to be a soldier," Ronan said seriously, "since I can remember. Then why? Stupid reasons, Ronan said, short and unpleasant. After a beat, he said in a gentler voice, for a girl. Ah, Rodney said, didn't everyone's stupid reasons for everything eventually boil down to that? And then you flunked out, and she dumped you, and you joined the military, and the rest is history. Ronan was silent for a moment. And then I flunked out, he said slowly, and she said she might consider going out with me if I would quit trying to be something I'm not. And I joined the military, and the rest is history. Yeah. Rodney let his hand move over Ronan's arms, feeling the flow and bend of his muscles. Listen, Ronan, he said. Ronan stirred just enough to let him know he was awake and listening. If there's something, is there something that you need? Something I could do for you? God, Rodney didn't know whether he was hoping that there was or if he dreaded it. Who knew what kind of insane alien kink Ronan might be harboring? Blindfolds? Feathers? Stiletto heels? Something he couldn't do without, maybe. Part of Rodney wanted to run screaming from the very idea. But Ronan, he liked Ronan. He cared about Ronan. And he was getting progressively more hot for Ronan, and not less. He wanted Ronan to feel, well, maybe not exactly the same way, maybe that was too much to ask, but at least reasonably satisfied with his decision to push his way into Rodney's bed. You could tell me if there was, Rodney said, almost voiceless with nerves. I don't need anything, Ronan said, his voice thick and muffled with sleep. Everything's good. You? No, I'm good, Rodney said quickly. Really good. I was just thinking about you. Ronan grunted a vague affirmative. Appreciation for Rodney's considerate and generous nature? Permission to keep thinking about him? Was this going to be one of those relationships where Rodney spent a lot of time nursing headaches and wishing the other person would just for God's sake say whatever it was straight out in a sentence? What was he thinking? Of course it was. He settled an arm across Ronan's back and resigned himself to his fate. It didn't take that long. After a grim internal struggle, Rodney cleared his throat and said, It happens, you know. It happens to lots of people. He regretted bringing it up the very moment he did. But fortunately, from the sound of his breathing, Ronan slept peacefully through the whole thing.